Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Ultimately, I really believe that the most sacred thing in our lives that we can give another human being besides our love is our labor. You think about it, your labor is your energy, it's your time, it's your emotion, it's your intellect, it's your spirit to some extent. And if you can find a way where what you do for a living activates that sense of what you're made for, then work is not work, whether you be in Fiji or whether you be in an environment that might be seem less exciting and promising in the moment. And trust me, I worked in plenty of those too. But with the same level of excitement and passion, because I found what turns me on, that makes me feel alive, makes me feel like I'm doing something that's worthwhile. And on Labor Day, I think a lot of people, it's just a holiday to get away and take time off of labor. And my hope is to trigger you to think about how could you turn your labor into your love? I think it was Mark Twain who said, when your vocation becomes your vacation, that's when life becomes truly magnificent. And I'm privileged enough to have that, but I pursued it. And one of the secrets that I found, and I know you know this in your soul, is that we all know if you're going to be masterful at something, you don't show up, you know, as the best in the world at something. You don't show up in environments that you want to be in. You get there because you did things for thousands and thousands of hours. Most of you know the concept of mastery taking 10,000 hours. It's an arbitrary number. But I'm sure you've heard about it. You want to get really good at something, it's 10,000 hours, because when you do something enough, with enough intensity, enough intention to constantly get better, when your labor is your love, and where your labor is something you have to always get better at, then usually what happens is you get these insights that allow you to serve more. But I also think that labor, you know, talking about this weekend, what makes people fulfilled by their labor is their motives for it. If your motive is just to make money, or just to pay your bills, or just to get rich, or whatever you think that's going to be, those people never really are fulfilled, even if they make the money. The most fulfilled human beings in my experience, and I've had the privilege of working with literally 4 million people from 125 countries now around the world, the people that are most alive, regardless of the economics, are people that have found something that they really feel the motive is more than just themselves. You know, we all know what it feels like when you're trying to do for something for someone you love, and you're not doing it as a trade, you're not trying to get something back, you're just doing it because it's what you're made for. And I always tell people, motive does matter. That if you're just doing something for yourself, there's nothing wrong with that, because life supports whatever else supports life. If you're part of life and you're trying to do something that's going to make your life better, I think the universe, God, whatever proper term for you, whatever your belief system is, you know, infinite intelligence gets connected to you and it gives you insights. But I think if you're trying to serve more than yourself, more life than just you, when things support more of life shows up to support you. You get insights you won't get when you're just trying to somehow, you know, make your labor happen or get the job done. So labor could be love, and it isn't for most people. Most people, I think, are unhappy in their life because they look at labor as work. They look at it as, why should I have to effort so much? And in my experience, effort is the reward. If you are doing something you love, it's there. So if you don't have it, you might say, Tony, that's all wonderful. You're in Fiji and you do what you love and I don't have that. I'm not coming from that place. I'm coming from the place of saying you can discover something that you're really passionate about, but in order to do it, you got to get out of the story of what you can't do and you got to put yourself on the line.
Most of us came up with our labels based on how we behaved, but really smart people can do stupid things. Really nice people can be mean. Mean people can be nice. And so if you judge yourself too soon, and most people's identity, their labels for themselves, who they think they are, has been based on their past and often many years ago. And so they don't update it. So the metaphor I'd give for identity is like, it's your comfort zone. It's not your goals. So if you took a temperature in the room and it said 68 degrees is my comfort zone, physically, emotionally, financially, I want more in my relationship. I want more physically, energy-wise. I want more financially in my career. But this is what I'm used to. And so what happens? People stay in their comfort zone for the most part. And then let's say something happens and you dip. You're a 68 degreeer. That's your mentality. And you drop down to 62, 61, 60, somewhere around 60 or 59. The heaters kick on and go, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're a 68 degreeer. What the hell are you doing? We've all experienced that. All of a sudden you go, I'm not going to live like this anymore. I'm not going to be in this relationship. I'm not going to be fat like this. Boom. And you get this drive and you start to change. But what most people don't understand is it happens on the upper end too. Meaning, let's say you got momentum, you start crushing it, you start doing even better than you think. You go from 68 to 70, 88, you're 98 degrees, financially, emotionally, spiritually, whatever the metaphor is. And then what happens? You're going to say, hey, your brain goes, who the hell do you think you are? You're not a 98 degreeer, right? Get back to 68, and if nothing else.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Once the heaters stop, you lose your drive, and that'll drift you back. And not enough, the air conditioner can kick on, and you start to kind of sabotage yourself till you get back to your comfort zone. So unless you expand your identity, change is temporary. Identity is the strongest force in the human personality. If you look, Lance Armstrong, who has a mixed identity now in the culture, this is a guy that had to win and found a way to win. So when he was told he had cancer, in his lungs, in his brain, and in his testicles, and he rides a bike, and he's gonna die. His answer was, no, I'm a champion. I find the way. I will find the answer. And he did. Now, unfortunately, he bent the rules around the sport, and it kind of ruined his reputation, obviously. But that mentality, his identity, is why he survived. Other people told they have cancer, and they're like, it's over. They give up. They start arranging their affairs. And so that psychological difference is the number one thing I work with people on, because unless you expand your identity, you're gonna basically keep where you are. You might improve a little or not. You might go up and down a bit, but you're gonna stay within a realm. If you're gonna have an explosive breakthrough to another level, physically, mentally, financially, spiritually, then we gotta not only give you the tools, we gotta shift that internal sense of who you really are and have you find that you are more than anything that's ever happened to you, that you can handle whatever shows up, even if it's incredibly scary or uncomfortable. Competition happens, technology happens. What you must do is have a second business with no moving parts, no people, no time. Maybe it takes you two, three days a year for 2 or 3 hours after you've read the book. Mm-hmm. You put it in place and you measure it 2 or 3 times a year. That's it.
Yeah.
Go on with your life. Now, if there's a trouble in your business, you're financially set. I, in my life, have 31 companies now. We have, we have 1,200 employees, 7 different industries. We do $5 billion in sales. Yeah. I mean, that used to be, me and my seminar business. It's grown geometrically.
Wow.
But with all those moving parts, the only way I've been able to succeed is because I've taken every one of those businesses and I've diversified my assets so that when things were in trouble, I still have enough economics to take care of myself and keep the business going. So everybody needs to create a money machine that works while you sleep, that doesn't have moving parts, and that's what this is really something, don't you? Who has done something in your life that once seemed difficult or impossible, and now it's part of your life? Who's got something in your life in this area? Say I. How did you do it? You created it 3 ways. Number 1. You decided there's something you wanted so bad that you unleashed all your desire. You became obsessed with it. If it was a business or a car or a relationship or a transformation in your body, if there's something you once envisioned and now it's real, it's because you didn't just envision it, you brought so much emotion to it that now it's in your life. It was once a dream, it was once a goal, and now it's in your life. You may take it for granted now, hopefully not, but it was once just a vision. It may have seemed impossible at one time. So how did you do it? You started with a concrete vision of what you wanted and you focused on it continuously, didn't you? Wherever focus goes, energy flows. You envisioned something, you got clear about it, and then you started thinking about all the reasons why you wanted it. You got excited about it. Said, this is what's next for me now. I want this. You may have dreamed about it, thought about it, talked about it. But when you focus on something continuously, something magical happens. You get insights, don't you? You overhear a conversation and you hear something you wouldn't have heard if you didn't have that outcome or goal that you wanted so badly. Most people have a belief about what their real potential is no matter what you tell them. And that affects how much action they take. And of course, that affects the result. And then ironically, that result reinforces their belief. And then that belief affects it. So I'll give you an example. Let's say a person has unlimited potential, we all agree, but they take little action, little results. Why? Because they have to start with a problem with their belief. They don't believe it's really gonna happen for me. Maybe for Frank Kearns, because he's got the cool hair and stuff, or maybe it's for you because you're so driven, but it's not me. Maybe Tony Robbins, because he's a freak, got these big teeth. Whatever their thought process is, right? They got this thing, right? But what happens is, if you believe that there's very little potential, how much action are you gonna take? Nothing, little. And when you take little potential with a little action, what kind of results do you get? Lousy little results. And when you get little results, what does that do to your belief? You go, see, I told you this was a waste of time, told you this wouldn't work. And then what happens? You tap even less potential, you take even less action, you get even worse results, and your belief gets even weaker. And this sucker feeds on itself until you are in a downward spiral.
It's poisonous.
It's poisonous and it's self-fulfilling. Now, what if something could happen that could come along and fill you with a sense of absolute certainty? Not like I believe, but mean where you know. In you guys' case, mine as well, we knew because we had to. Because we burned the boats. There was no other option. We had to find a way. We weren't going to live that way. We all did it in different ways and for different reasons, but in essence, that was it. If you get yourself in a state of certainty that this is going to work, I'm going to find the way, and if this doesn't work, I will make the way, then you tap a lot more potential.
And when you're certain in your potential, you take massive action. When you take massive action, you really believe in something, you get great results. When you get great results, your brain goes, see, I told you I was a stud. I told you this thing would work out. Now you're even stronger. You tap more potential, take greater action, greater results. That's how you went from $300 in a week to $2,500 in 5 days to $100,000 in a month to $1 million in a day. Same thing with you. And we get momentum. That's why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Now, some people go out and they go, well, I'm going to take a bunch of action. All right, I'm going to open this product. I'm going to try it. And they'll say to you, I even did it. But it's like a salesman who goes and knocks on the door and he knocks on 100 doors and says,
you don't want one of these, do you?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. And even if he doesn't say it verbally, his face says it because he doesn't believe it's going to work. So his voice, his body, the execution is so weak. Maybe if he talks to 100 people, somebody's going to buy out of pity. They don't want his kids to starve, right? But he's not going to get the result. So the core difference in people is how do you produce certainty when the world isn't giving it to you? You go out and you try and you try. In your case, you're 100,000 in debt and nothing's working. How do you keep yourself going? The way you did it, the way I did it, the way you're doing it, we may not have done it consciously, is we didn't change our potential. That was there. And it wasn't even taking more action. Taking more action with a belief it's not going to work, it's not going to change anything. We got results in our head that made us feel certain as if it had already happened.
The secret to living is giving. Do it when you don't have it, and I promise you, scarcity will leave your life.
If someone has spent decades of their life and they compress it into a book and you can read it in an hour or a few days, you have such an advantage, because when you learn by your own experience, it's painful and it's slow. When you learn by other people's experience, everybody knows in the financial world, other people's money is leverage, right? Well, other people's experience is more powerful than other people's money, because you can have the money and lose it. But if you get the experience, you can change it all. So I think that was the beginning for me, and it sent me on a lifelong path of hunger. And I've never lost my hunger.
Make everybody happy not to.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.